John, you're on the mic, Al, the show. Hello.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, now that the distraction of hockey is over, when is the anticipated launch of Pete's Pickles?
I did get all my ingredients ready to go.
Ooh. Yeah, I thought Friday was Pickle Friday.
It was, but I got very busy, so I need to go home and I bought a dill, the actual
spice
dill. The herb. That's herb. What I meant. The herb.
Hey, I'm not involved. I don't know. I don't know the pickle game.
I got mustard seeds.
Uh-huh.
I got some pepper. I got some two types of vinegar.
Okay.
I got my jars.
Yeah. Garlic.
We are ready to go. Garlic.
Yeah. Jalapenos.
I think for the first round, I'm not going to make them hot.
Get out of the kitchen. You're ridiculous.
Just for the first round, Carmen.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to test them. I'm going to do a trial run, test them, and then slap a logo on them.
Got it.
And
then get crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you anticipate needing a sales force for Pete's Pickles? Because what better time to jump on to be a hanger honor than the crest of your success?
Yeah, well, you know, at Pete's Pickles, our motivation is not necessarily profit as much as it is to take the money that we generate and turn it back into the community, much like the great Paul Newman.
Right, you're following that kind of template.
Right, we're not looking to make money off of this.
Wow.
We will have to pay a significant licensing fee to Pete for using his likeness, but other than that, we'll be fine.
All right.
If you know, like I'm going to tell you right now, my first place, they've already contacted me, Mizarro's.
Oh, yeah.
They want to stock Pete's Pickles. Oh, yeah. We only go to the big stuff. Mizarro's, then on to Publix.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call.
What does your wife think of this? Does she see you getting into this, and does she support it, or does she go, oh, this will pass, and it'll be a two-week thing?
Like most business ventures. I heard it.
Yeah. Another one, right?
Yeah. I just heard it. I heard it.
Bird suicide.
Birds are killing themselves over you. You're like the omen.
Oh, damn.
Like most of my business ventures that I go into with Pete, we open a separate LLC, and that money is funneled into an account that she never has access to. So, yeah, on the same note.
She's not going to get any of that sweet, sweet pickle money. It's going to be rolling in.
It's so good.
Right now, it's at that level.
Yeah.
But, down the road.
Pickle empire.
Down the road when there's a truck with Pete's logo on the side, everybody's going to be going, man.
That was good.
Who thought we'd have a successful band?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah,
now
is.
And now the pickle company. By the way, my mentor and my inspiration for pickling, Eric Stengel. It's his 44th birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday to
you, Eric.
Happy pickle.
Happy. I would imagine. Oh, there'll be a day where we make birthday cake pickles.
Yeah.
You have no idea. You look at it. It's like those grapes. I eat them and they taste like cotton candy.
Yeah. Right.
It's going to be like, it's a pickle. What do you mean? How can it taste like? Mm. And before you know it, you're replacing the cake.
Yes.
For the birthday. Don't worry. I'm on it. I know. I know. I'm started. Right now, my biggest thing is to so just keep playing until I get the recipe right.
Will you, I know you're saying about the jars of pickles, will you do the very delectable looking pickle, single pickle in the plastic bag with the juice? I know. Doesn't that look like the worst thing in the world?
It really
I love
does.
Pickles. Oh, I love pickles, but just the big dumb pickle
in a
bag full of pee.
Yeah,
just a pickle pee.
Like.
Yeah,
in a bag full of pee.
I'm just like, come on, that can't be good.
That's the best. You buy one of those pickles, and then you buy a little the single shot of Jameson, and then you have a pickle back right there. Mm.
It's all about drinking.
Yeah,
I
love it.
It's all about getting wasted.
I love that too, though.
You do?
I just love drinking. I can't.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be pickles involved. Just drinking is fine with me.
Carmen, maybe I'll bring a barrel of pickles on the boat on Saturday.
Ah, and a fifth of Jameson, picklebacks all day. Mm. I'm game.
On the pontoon pickle boat.
Wait, so you are coming now?
Carmen? Yeah. I gave up my shift already.
I'm being tested right now as to whether I can go or not because the texts back and forth are, don't worry about it. It's fine. Go have fun. I want you to go do your birthday. But then she's like, we can do my birthday another day. It's not that big of a deal. But then she's like, but I also did spend the last 4 years not celebrating with someone I care about. I would like to celebrate with you, but we don't have to do it on my birthday. So I'm like, how about tested? I don't know if I am.
How about you don't go and she goes?
You want to get on stage and make announcements and stumble all over your words. I'm going to do the same thing anyway.
Why don't you go make announcements? I'll hang out with your girlfriend.
You could.
Deal. Deal with me.
Does that mean I'm out again, or?
Hey, what what are you making her birthday?
I have not decided yet.
I knew it. I knew it.
Well, our birthday's Saturday, but it's a big one. It's
I knew you'd be making something, not that you were going to buy her something.
Well, I have some irons in the oven stove thing.
Yep.
You know? Put irons in your oven.
Yep.
I woke up tap dancing today, and
Yeah, I don't know. I wanted to make something nice, but at what point do you have to cut that off and go, okay, now he's just being cheap?
Now, when you're six. Yeah. When you're 6 years old.
It was cute when I made her the picture for, not to you guys.
What are you making her, a macaroni tie?
I don't know. I have a bunch of cute things. The weird part is the next day's Father's Day, so I know that she got
whatever
me
you get, yeah. Whatever you give her, you're going to get in return.
Well, that's why maybe we just don't get anything for either of us.
Oh, my God, you're already doing that? My wife and I have been married 15 years. We've been together, and we still buy each other gifts.
I'm cheap. I spent $60 yesterday trying to fix a battery in my car that now I have to go and spend another $130 to actually buy the battery. I could have just spent $130 on a battery and would have saved money.
I don't know why you people don't listen to me. Where did you go to do it?
Oh, I went to AutoZone. I got my boy Rick at AutoZone. We're like buddies now. Yesterday, I had to ride 6 miles to and from AutoZone because my car wouldn't start because I broke the terminals off my battery when I was trying to clean the terminals because everybody's trying to teach me how to be a man on Twitter.
I was going
to
say, there's not a man on this show.
Yeah. No, Twitter. Twitter, I found Twitter's greatest use. If you need help with something, you just say, hey, guys, does anybody have an idea? And everybody comes out of the woodworks. Hey, I'm a mechanic. Pour Coke on that corroded terminal. Do all kinds of stuff. I got all kinds of cool tricks.
Should I tell you what you really need to do?
YouTube.
YouTube
has
the answer. Are you trusted on YouTube?
Oh, yeah.
Depending. You don't go to a guy that's like wearing a luchador mask and, you know, is like, here's how you take care of it. No. You go to the guy who's like...
You don't go to El Jefe for all the...
You go to the guy who goes, hey, I'm Gary. I've been the mechanic for 44 years. Here's how you clean your terminals.
You got one cloudy eye.
I was sitting in my car trying to figure out, reading the instruction manual about how to program my gate code into the thing, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. I went on YouTube, 2 seconds later, beep, beep, beep.
Right, yeah.
Nope. It's the way to go. Some
YouTube fixed my garbage disposal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Some 17-year-old girl is usually teaching me how to do things.
The only thing I've ever YouTube, and it freaked me out and I didn't want to do, is how to clean my gun. And the guy was like, oh, you coat it in this frog oil and then you put it in the oven and you bake the oil into the gun. And I stopped the YouTube video and I sat back and I went, nah, I don't think that's
right.
Yeah,
I'm not big. And then you put all your ammo in a fire. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't put your gun in the oven. Rob's got too many irons in there.
So what are your options to make her for her birthday?
I'm going to YouTube it. No, I don't know. I don't have a good idea yet. That's the problem. I know that she's a simple girl. Not like
she likes
simple
woodwork.
Oh, my God.
No.
There's no girl. First of all, that's there's no bad. Girl who's a simple girl.
No, she doesn't ask for a lot.
You mean like Simple Jack?
Sleep movies?
She doesn't ask for
head movies. Make her eyes rain.
It's not like she asked for like jewelry or anything, so I don't know really.
She's not going to ask for it.
But it's always, like, when we go out to eat, she's always the one that picks up the tab. It's really,
what is going on?
I am the woman in the relationship. So
take advantage of it.
Here's my question. What is she like? What are her interests?
She likes paying the bills.
Rob, I pay the bills, but she likes, stuff. Reading?
You don't know? Books? Reading? Okay, she likes reading.
She likes...
Maybe get her a gift certificate to Barnes & Nobles or something.
She likes the wooden stuff, man. She had that frame in her car, that giant mirror that is all woodwork and
she
stuff.
She does like taking old stuff. This is the weirdest thing to me. I don't know. She likes to take old stuff and then make it look new again. Yeah. I thought the whole purpose
like your
of
beard.
Buying... I thought the whole purpose of buying old stuff was to have stuff that's old, but she likes to buy it and then turn it into new stuff. So maybe I buy her something old.
She can rig them. You could refurbish it together as a project. It brings you guys closer as a couple.
And that's cheap because it's already busted up and old looking. Done. We're refurbishing.
You are the worst.
Take her out to like lunch and then go to a bunch of different places where you can buy some of that stuff and buy something for her. Say, pick out something that you like that you want to work on.
This is the problem that I have is that I go into therapy because I'm seeing a therapist and I go in and I go, my problem is that I feel like I'm selfish. Like, I do all these things for my son, but I also, sometimes I feel like I'm really doing them for me. Like, Ben and I will go to a certain beach just to go explore, but I know he's not going to remember that. I'm the one that's having fun. Is it really for him or really for me? That's the stuff that goes through my head. I'm sitting there arguing with a therapist about why I'm selfish and she's insisting that I'm not. Then it comes to a birthday present, and I go, I have no interest in it. What do I do? I don't do these things well.
You have to pay attention to her and find out what you like.
So hard, though.
Not.
It is, though.
Because she'll say stuff and you let it go by. What you need to do is whenever she says that, you put it in your phone and you remember it. So then when her birthday or anniversary or whatever comes up.
When did you guys learn this?
Like, can we call her?
What time is it? Yeah.
Give her a number to Carmen.
I learned that when I was a teenager, by the way.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, you listen to girls, they'll tell you without actually telling you. They'll be like, oh my God, I love that, blah, blah, blah. Or they'll be like, look at this thing that I saw. That's so awesome. The last thing I bought my wife, she had showed me like 3 months before. She goes, isn't that cute, blah, blah, blah. And I don't, you know.
You act like you don't care. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's cute.
I go, what is it? And then I look at the website and I go, oh, yeah, okay. And then I get it.
And anytime she says to you, I don't want anything for my birthday.
That's a lie, right?
It's an outright lie.
I know that
outright
one.
Outright lie.
You taught me that one a couple years ago. I learned the hard way.
Because there's guys that are much better looking than you that would get her nothing for her birthday.
Right.
That is true.
Although, I have to tell you, I've failed my wife I don't know. Her last birthday was pretty good. I took her up to Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah. How do I be? I can't
that is fantastic. Yeah.
We can watch Saturday Night Live. That's
about
it.
That's a start. That's a start. From home. You're fine.
Can you cook for her, or does she like that kind of stuff?
No, because that's the thing. She's really a really good cook. How do you cook for somebody? My food's going to be burnt and taste gross. How do you cook for someone that's a really good cook?
Take her out to a restaurant.
Take her out and let her pay the bill, like you usually do. What is the rate to which you pay the bill and she pays the bill?
I usually cover breakfast if we go to like a breakfast, and then she usually covers dinner. So
nice.
But breakfast is always notoriously cheap.
$12.
Breakfast, breakfast will be $20-25. Dinner could be $70.
Jesus. Paul, you're on the mic, Cal, the show, though.
Hey, Mike. Love the show.
Thank you, Paul.
Just wondering why you had to do the spoiler on Game of Thrones yesterday.
When Jon Snow died?
Yeah.
Real quick, according to Carmen, this show is Game of Thorns.
I like that show.
I feel like if you really like the show, you should watch it while it's on.
Yeah.
I couldn't watch it that night.
Why?
Why?
I was busy.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Nah, I'm just saying.
Watch all your shows live?
No, but I can't be mad at anybody. For going ahead, like you can't have the person walking around the office going, don't say anything, don't say anything, don't say anything. We all want to talk about it. This is what we do. We talk about what happened the day before, the weekend before, and we wanted to talk about what was happening. So I said, right out of the gate, Jon Snow is dead. And Stannis is dead.
I get up at 10 to 4. I stayed up and I watched it because I wanted to know what happened.
Absolutely.
No. What were you so busy with?
I can't remember now.
He was getting Rob's girlfriend a present.
Maybe I'll put a 48-hour limit on it, Paul.
Yeah, seriously, that would be awesome.
All right.
No, don't do that. Don't listen.
I'm not.
Yeah, okay.
I don't even watch Game of Thrones. I just couldn't wait to spoil it for everybody.
That was a big one. I got to see did you watch any of the YouTube videos, Galen, or the reactions of people?
No. I don't care about other people's reactions. I love that everybody's so mad about the Stark girl getting raped. Meanwhile, the other season, whenever Khaleesi was getting raped, it's a good-looking guy that's raping her, so we're all fine with that.
Right. If Jason Momoa is raping somebody.
Exactly, and that's who it was. So everybody's totally fine with that, but the Stark girl gets raped by the little troll guy, and everyone's upset.
And they burnt a little girl alive.
Burned her alive.
And nobody said anything on social media about it.
No.
It was great.
Let's welcome Rob's girlfriend, Caitlin, to the show. Hi, Caitlin. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good. We're trying to help you out here. We found out Saturday.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it.
Saturday's your birthday. How old are you going to be?
26.
And what can Rob do to make that day special? Because he has no clue at this point.
Yeah, well, I don't think I can help him there.
You can't? You can't even give him some suggestions?
Have you dropped any hints or showed him stuff that you like that he just doesn't pay attention to?
No, I'm not really the kind that tries to point things out. Because my personality, like if somebody says something, I remember it. If they tell me that they like something or they have interests and stuff, then I pay attention.
You know what that's called, Caitlin? That's called being a normal human being. Yeah. Rob is not that.
And basically what you're saying is Rob doesn't pay attention.
Right.
I don't know.
But if you don't point anything out, what is he supposed to pay attention to?
Oh, she does.
She does.
I'm afraid to hear.
I don't know.
I think the problem is that my son does the same thing. We get involved in something, and then if there's any type of conversation that tries to break that, we don't budge. Like, if my son's playing with toys and I go, Ben, it's time to clean those toys up, it'll take me to lift him up. A lot of times when I come home, I sit on the computer, she'll start talking to me, and I'll be doing work, and I'll miss half the conversation. She'll go, You know you're not even listening to anything I'm saying
right
now.
It's called marriage, is what that is.
I feel bad. It's just that's just my way of
life.
Well,
we're not married. So.
Right. Well, you're already acting like it. Do you hope maybe Rob can make you something again for your birthday?
I don't know.
Would you be extremely disappointed if he was like, here's a wooden box I put together, made it myself. You can maybe put your ring in.
I have a wooden box that he did.
You made her a box already?
Yeah, well, it was a picture frame box. It spins around and
so. Do you still have that or did you throw it out once he left?
No, it's still there. Thank you. It's actually, I've seen it.
Uh-huh. What would be a good, a dream date for you?
Someone else.
I don't know. I just don't want to be left alone.
Wow, you were going to leave her alone on her birthday?
Fishing slam.
The whole fishing slam, I never heard anything about it.
Galvin either.
No.
Yeah, you and me both, Kaylin.
Well, apparently Rob, though, had because he's supposed to be announcing, so he's known about it.
All right, so let me put this out there, and this is just me. So if I have an obligation to be at the fishing slam and do that, Caitlin, what if he rented a nice hotel room? I don't understand why that's
me either. I like the way he was going.
A nice hotel room and said, listen.
Why would he rent a hotel room when we live right down the road?
Oh, you live well because who wants to live? Who wants to stay in his crappy place?
Right. Hotel sex,
a hotel
is way
room
better.
On the beach, and it's nice, and you can do stuff there, or whatever. And then he says, "I have obligations at the fishing slam until 1 o'clock, but then after that, we're gonna go do this, and then we're gonna go to dinner, and we're gonna have a whole day of you for your birthday."
And I've made you another wooden box.
Yeah.
If he took it upon himself to plan things without me knowing, I would be cool with that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I have, and you just don't know. That's
you
a part
haven't.
Of a
don't
birthday present.
Up.
Is it
don't
a surprise?
Build it up. Don't build
you
it up.
You have it. And what I told him, and I told him that I didn't want to seem like the bad person or come off as the mean girlfriend or whatever. I told him that he has obligations with his work, which I completely understand because my work takes up a lot of my time too, so I'm good with that. I just like to know things a little bit in advance so I'm not blindsided.
To be honest, yesterday was the first time I did hear about the fishing slam in months, so I didn't know it was going to be an all-day event, so I don't know I have plans. Don't worry.
You have plans.
They're in the
hopper.
I got irons in the fire.
I'm going to take her out. I'll take her out for her birthday while you're making stage announcements. I'm going to go pick her up and I'll take care, and then I'll drop her off and you can give her your wooden box.
He lives right on the bay.
Mm-hmm.
You can get here by boat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. All right, well, have a good day.
All right. Yeah. Where do you see you guys' future going?
Where do I?
Yeah. Realistically.
Realistically? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be wasting my time with him or helping out with Ben if I didn't think that it would go anywhere.
Does it ever worry you that you think that he's going to leave you for another guy?
Do you want to know the serious truth on that?
Oh, yeah.
We've had this conversation. I asked him if he was going to pull a Caitlyn Jenner on me.
Uh-huh. You thought you were starting to feel it?
I told him that I needed to know now rather than 30 years from now, because I am young and I'm not ugly, so I don't.
And he's overtly homosexual.
Would you stay with him if he said right now, he said, yes, listen, I'm going to transition within the next 10 years. Would you stay with him anyways?
Oh my gosh. Am I a bad person?
No.
No?
I don't know. I would completely attracted to men.
I would give him a new contract tomorrow if he did that. Yeah. I think that'd be wonderful. do you think, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's the chances that during your time together, Rob will have some sort of gay encounter?
That Rob would?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, I don't know. Because sometimes, I don't know when to take him seriously sometimes and when he's just kidding. So,
For the record, I never kid about that stuff.
Sorry, but maybe like a 40-60 chance. Give him the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm. Rob, what do you think your chances are?
I think I've done some pretty gay stuff already, and we've been dating for a few months, so I don't know what
maybe
you guys
consider.
Maybe she
likes herself. Maybe, yeah, maybe. Would you ever have a threesome with Rob and another guy?
Are you fishing? I think you asked. You said yesterday on Drew Garabo you would have a threesome with me.
Oh, that's sure, right. I did, but not with your girlfriend.
Cool.
Oh, so you're just interested in Rob?
No, don't. No. I couldn't look at you at Christmas knowing that we made sweet love together while Rob was around.
No, I'm not into threesomes.
Yet. Wait till you and wait till you and Rob and Cheeseburger.
Oh yeah.
Start getting down.
Oh yeah, no. Mm. He's already been trying to offer me to Cheeseburger and that's not happening.
I offered certain things in exchange for hanging out with us.
Fun.
Yeah.
Does your family like Rob?
Yeah, so far. They don't really know him all that well.
They listen to the show?
My mother and my older sister do.
Whoops. Ooh, you have an older sister? Now we're talking, Rob.
I do.
Is she married?
She's gonna be.
She's
jerk
getting
back
married
off.
I'm just asking. Why, that sounds lovely.
You gonna make her a wooden box this weekend? All right, well, listen, happy birthday. And hopefully Rob figures out how to handle both activities on Saturday.
Yeah, we'll figure it out together.
Together?
I mean, I'll figure it out. Have
You're
a good day.
What's your song? You guys got a song?
No.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
No, it's an angel. My hinder.
I'm not. Okay, one thing about me that Rob probably, or I hope that he does know, is I'm really not like that mushy gushy, need romantic type things.
Mm-hmm.
Like songs and love stories. Like, that's not really who I am.
So it's good I make you arts and crafts instead of buying you things.
That's who Rob is, though. You realize that.
I know, and that's probably why we get along so well, because he is more of the
woman in the relationship, and you are the man.
Yeah, sorry.
Man, you agree to that very quickly.
Because it's true.
All right, well, look, I...
Because guess who jumped his battery the other day? I did. He had the cables put on the car all wrong.
Okay, all right. Bye, Caitlin. Have a nice day at work.
What do you mean? He didn't know how to do it?
He disconnected them wrong, so I told him how to connect them. Mm.
Who's on top when you guys make sweet love to each other?
Oh, gosh. We're not having these types of discussions. Mm.
I know you are.
Have you seen anywhere written down, like, over and over again in a spiral notebook, Roberta?
No, I have not. Okay. But I will start looking through his notebooks.
Oh. All right, good.
He does need to, Rob needs to know that I do have something big planned for him for Father's Day.
You do? What do you have? Give me an idea what you got planned.
Pressure's on.
It's Ben and I have been discussing, so it's in the works.
Well, there goes everything I was going to guess.
He is getting a Father's Day gift from me, so.
Looking at your family picture right now, looks like there's your mother and father, and then maybe a sister and a boyfriend. It's like everybody's got a couple except for Caitlin. Just standing there.
Sad.
Wishing Rob was there. Yeah.
Well, I was in a not so great 3-year relationship in the past, and so then after that, I was by myself for a while.
Pretty sure this is going to how you're going to be describing this relationship in another year.
Last present that guy got her, wooden box.
And I just want to point out, they've been Facebook official since January.
Wow, Rob.
Hell yeah.
You guys need a song. You guys need a love song together.
Oh, yeah.
Rob, say something nice to Caitlin. Pretend we're not here and be serious.
Okay.
We're not looking. Go ahead.
You're awesome, and I like doing sweet stuff on the reg with you. It's fun.
While she's on the rag?
No, on the rag. Like
on the rag.
No. And you're an amazing woman. I'm lucky to have you.
Well, thank you.
Don't brag to all your friends about the compliments you get.
Gotta ruin it. Gotta ruin it.
It's so sweet.
Gotta ruin it, Rob. Rob, look at her picture on Facebook up there. That's your girlfriend.
Thank you for sticking by me when I went number 2 on my pants by accident.
This is terrible.
I have done so much. I didn't judge you when you pooped your pants on the couch.
By the way.
She didn't judge you when you pooped your pants, when you didn't know how to fix your own battery. Yeah, she's already hating you. She already got some hate.
Maybe you should start judging him.
Yeah. You need to come strong on her birthday.
I will come strong on her birthday.
Caitlin, thank you.
No problem.
Happy early birthday to you.
Good luck with your next boyfriend.
Rob, you gotta start romancing that girl.
I gotta open up emotionally. I'm kind of shut off right now.
You should not drink on Saturday day.
Oh, totally gotta get hammered now.
You need to be ready for Saturday night.
No.
I gotta commit to that.
All right. How else are you gonna apologize repeatedly if you're not drunk?
You guys have crazy sex?
Not like crazy. I'm not very, I don't know.
I can't picture her doing certain sex acts.
Like what? Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that way would want to show me again.
No, you just want to see
really?
Me
do it. Yeah, do it slower.
I picture that.
Yeah, like I can't. She seems too, prim and proper.
That's why she does it a lot, probably.
Mm. I don't know.
On this guy right
here. We've never had sex.
That's such a lot.
Carmen, you should be his friend and help him out.
No.
Oh, come on. Why he needs you?
Disaster is just so good.
I'm not good at those types of things. Yeah, I have a hard time.
I come home
and I tell her how great she is and all that kind of stuff, but it's different.
Trying to put up or shut up. We've been hearing about it.
And I was going to say, in the same way you just did right there, because that was terrible.
Yeah, thank you for watching me poo my pants.
Yeah, and laughing the whole time, like, you're so great, very hard, babe.
That was from the heart, so...
That's not your heart.
You need to work on that.
I know what you're going to do, too. You're going to be like... Hey, I got you these Smashing Pumpkins Marilyn Manson tickets. You're just going to go find something we have in the office here.
Hey, I found you this rubber cement that Carmen didn't want from Christmas.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, I am an endorser for Safety Harbor Spa, and she's getting a $300 gift certificate to Safety Harbor Spa. So
that was given to you.
He had to work for that endorsement.
Yep, and it's a full day where she can pamper herself and be a lady.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day.
At least buy her dinner and then give it to her.
You can both be ladies. That's a problem.
We are ladies. Yeah. Both of us. We're a very cute lesbian couple.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.